Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Duncan, it's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. It's also 7 o'clock. Great time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. We welcome in our friend, excuse me, he's got me all choked up, our pal, our compadre, Jeff Hathorn. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Jeff, I know it's going to make you uncomfortable, and I don't care. Thank you for all your coverage of Pitt basketball this season. Thank you for bulldogging it to different places, driving overnight, getting us all that sound that we use, and that more so it's simply an effort at the core, I know, by you to give the fans the best coverage that we can give them and bring them inside the locker room. What you did the past couple weeks and so and such, going back and forth to Greensboro and all those places and to Dayton, thank you so very much. And from the fans, I know they appreciate it. So I know that makes you uncomfortable, but I had to say it on air.
Thanks. I was just enjoying, you know, the tournament. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I wish it would have been longer, but it was cool.
Certainly. Certainly was, and we're glad to share it with all the people that listen to our station, in particular our show, in the morning. As we advance it, though, to the Penguins, I want to ask a very simple question. Will they make the playoffs?
Man, I mean, there were a few good signs, maybe, in the game last night. Well, there were. I mean, they got some shots on goal. Jari looked better. And all those games in hand are gone. You know, it used to be you look at the stands, like, oh, but they've got all these games in hand. They don't anymore. Right now, I'm going to say no. I mean, there are other teams that are playing better than them, including the one that they lost to last night.
Jeff, is this a shame on us moment as Pittsburgh Penguins fans and Pittsburgh Penguins viewers, supporters, whatever you want to call yourself, affiliates of the Penguins? Is this a shame on us moment to think that when Fenway Sports Group acquired the Penguins, that they'd be highly involved, that they'd be more involved than they are at this point?
Well, I don't think shame on us. I mean, you look at the success of the other franchises that they own and the attention, especially to the Red Sox, that they pay. I think the anticipation was correct that they would, that this ball would keep rolling. And then you saw in the offseason them keep, for those that really thought keeping Malkin and Letang were the right call, that you know, train was going to keep going. It's just, listen, they've had some things happen. Obviously, they're dealing with a ton of injuries on the defensive side right now, which does not help. And then they're dealing with some inconsistencies and some guys that are just not playing the level of hockey that you need them to.
Regardless of whether the season ends on April 13th or a few days after that, Jeff, in the first round of the playoffs, how do they pivot this summer? What needs to happen, and how do they very quickly go from wasting what could be the final few years of the Crosby, Malkin, Letang era to perhaps still finding a way to try and capitalize on it for one more deep run?
Well, you know, they've got some decisions to make, first of all, free agency-wise, and Tristan Jarry, no one bigger than that, and you add in Jason Zucker. So they've got to make those decisions. Hey, do you think that you can win with these guys moving forward? Here's the thing. It's not as if next year they're going to have glorious amounts of cap room because they've got guys that, you know, they've got 5-6 guys that are going to take up so much of a chunk of that. They can make some tweaks here and there, and they're just going to have to, man, they're going to have to find those guys in the 2-5 range that can really make a difference. They're going to have to scout well. They're going to, and here's another thing. I think for years that they had the benefit of finding some of these guys that might take a lesser contract to play with them because of their ability to win the cup. If you're a free agent this offseason and you're looking at your options of where you could win right now, where's Pittsburgh on this list? Is it as desirable as maybe even 10 other teams that are going to be out there in free agency? And that might be generous.
Jeff, do you think the Steelers, to switch gears a little bit here, are more aggressive right now? I know that last year they were active in the first couple of days of free agency. Does it feel different right now, or is it just better players that we feel like the Steelers are bringing in this offseason?
I think there's a couple of things. I think they are a little bit more aggressive than they've been, but they've also had needs over the last couple of years that they haven't had. Their depth isn't as good. I think, you know, say 5 years ago, the answers that they had at a lot of these positions were already in-house waiting. They had a depth where, okay, we're just waiting for this guy to get better or whomever. They've had to go out and fill some of those depth needs through free agency because just of necessity. But I do think that Omar has been a little bit more aggressive, and I think because of some of the misses in free agency and in the draft that they've had to make up for some of that too.
Twitter brought to you by Southhills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. I'm not asking about a particular player in the draft. I'm not even asking about a draft pick or to take somebody in the draft. Just asking this question independently. Are the Steelers good enough right now as you sit here today at receiver?
No. I mean, Anthony Miller, maybe. If he stays healthy, he was doing some good things at camp. And Calvin Austin, he was quick in some drills in camp, but he wasn't ever really hit, even in practice. There are too many questions. I mean, George Pickens is a second-year guy. The assumption is, okay, they're going to throw to him this year, and this is going to be awesome. And Deontay Johnson was inconsistent, more so than the year previously. So, I think there are some questions. I think there's a need for a depth add, maybe still in free agency, and I think it's something that you address in the draft. Here's the other part. Beyond Johnson, next year Johnson has the 1 year left, and then what are you going to have at receiver? I mean, there are some questions going forward, not just for this coming season.
Jeff, should the Steelers take a flyer or a workout for OBJ?
Man, it's interesting. I just don't know if I love the guy's ability. I just don't know if this is the fit. Like, do you want a second-year quarterback having that potential drama? And I would say no. As good as he is, and I know what Orlovsky said, and maybe on the surface it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if they have enough veteran leadership on that side of the ball that can handle an OBJ if things were to go sideways. So because of that, I wouldn't.
Iowa Pro Day yesterday. There are guys there that people are really high on. Lucas Van Ness, interior D lineman, Jack Campbell, linebacker. How much would it bother you? Would it not bother you at all? What would you think if the Steelers decided to go defense with one of those first two picks?
Yeah, and you know what? Outside linebacker is a sneaky need. Their depth there is lacking. And, you know, if they know that, listen, we've had preliminary talks with Alex, and I'm saying from a Steelers standpoint, if they know from their preliminary talks with Alex Highsmith, this isn't going to happen, and we're not going to be able to keep this guy, then Van Ness makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've got to find the next guy out there, and if it's not him, then maybe it's another, second, third rounder that you could find at that position. That's that's where so much of this and having Omar being a contract guy can be very beneficial, because he will have a sense from all these years of talking to agents and talking to players if they could be able to keep somebody at a certain position. And if they know that they can't keep Highsmith, yeah, even in the first round or you know, that early pick in the second, if he's there or if somebody else is there on that side and you believe in them, I don't think that's a crazy pick at all.
Jeff, of all these free agents, both retained and brought in, who do you think is going to have the biggest impact on the club this year?
You know, Peterson's going to be a guy that they might move around. And is it who else? Corners at that position right now with the way the game is played, that you're going to stare down that position. I think a few could have. Landon Roberts, talking to him yesterday, it was kind of fun. Just so, you know, his physicality, how excited he is to be a part of this group and the energy that he wants to play with. But I think Peterson being out on that edge, he's got to be able to show some of the stuff that he's been able to do. And then I'm curious what they do with him. Do they have to not protect him, but do they play a little bit different because, you know, he's not a 25-year-old anymore?
Jeff Hathorn joining us here, Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You just got off the road covering Pitt's little run in the NCAA tournament, a couple games. Are they confident, are the people in the athletic department confident, that it's not just a one-off with a bunch of older players, that it is, in fact, the start of something that they can springboard into years to come?
I think they do feel confident. I think they like the momentum. But for almost every coach across the country, with the way it is now, you kind of wonder what your roster is from year to year. I don't care who you are. So there is that concern. Like, hey, we've got to be able to hit the portal. We've got it. We can't let our foot off the gas. There are some needs. They have a couple of freshmen that are coming in, especially Jalen Lowe out of the Houston area. This guy was nearly a McDonald's All-American. He's a point guard. They're really excited about adding him to the roster. And obviously they're going to need some guards for next year. But I do feel like, you know, they like Hinson, the twins, Fetty coming back as being a part of their core, and maybe a bigger role for Nate Santos if he stays around. But there's also some need at the portal. But what they showed this year for guys entering the portal is you could come to Pitt and look at the opportunities that you have. Look how you can flourish, and then look how the city gets behind you. I think it was obviously a good and fun year, but I think it is something that can springboard, because you could show these kids what could happen if they decide to come to the University of Pittsburgh.
Jeff, it's early, but have you heard any rumblings or any standouts of Pitt Pro Day or Pitt Spring Ball?
You know what? From what we see, it's just, we see some of the individual drills. Not yet. I expect as we get another week, now that they've had that, I'm interested in what Narduzzi says today about their workouts on Saturday, which are closed. And that's where they get a lot of their good work done. Like, who has stepped out from that standpoint, but really they're so early in the process. We haven't heard a lot from that regard.
Jeff Hathorn, Jeff, we thank you. We'll talk to you a little bit later on in the week. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, certainly. Oh, so much going on. I'm looking at, there's different reports, different things happening all over the place. It's raining terribly in Los Angeles again. It just snowed out in the mountains in California, like the San Bernardino Mountains. Remember, they got feet and feet of snow, and now it's raining terribly. Mudslides, flash floods. It's going to rain 3 inches in L.A. today. They don't have the drainage. Man, a lot. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Woo, woo. Jeez. Jeff, a lot of information there. Good stuff from Jeff. Coming up next, an exciting moment, and we'll give it to you two times. That's happening. And
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.